Football is a team game in good times and bad.
We just got to start doing little things better.
It's no secret the quarterback is struggling. He knows it.
I know people are agitated and frustrated with everything, as are we.
Turnovers, no takeaways. Missed opportunities, more of the same on Sunday.
We all feel like we're close to where we can get on a run. And, you know, it's not happening.
Football is a tough game for tough men. And these are tough times. Time to man up tonight on Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
Mellow Mushroom in Avondale is where we are. It's a beautiful night. Super moon day two, you might say. By the way, because it was so cloudy here last night, there will be another one in December in case you missed it. But great to be here talking all things Jaguars in the next half hour. Sam Kubaris and Jeff Lagerman here on Jaguars All Access in Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Jeff, four consecutive losses now and four losses at home. I heard Mark Brunell say on the morning show this morning, it's hard because the Jaguars have yet to this season build any momentum. And you can kind of agree with that, can't you?
Well, they haven't built any momentum, and momentum comes in with one play. You know, so you got to make plays. It was interesting, too, Sam, talking to Kelvin Beachum in the locker room after the game yesterday. You know, he comes from a successful team, Pittsburgh Steelers. They're used to winning. And asked him, I said, what's it going to take? And he said, we just need to make plays. And it's really that simple. And he said that it's nothing that's rocket science. He said it's quite simple. We need to make more plays and we need to perform better.
When you do talk to the players who have come to this team from other teams, they all say there's plenty of talent there at this point.
Well, there is.
You could have said that. You might not have said that 3 years ago or 2 years ago, but certainly this year there is.
Well, and the expectations were high, and so you would expect the talent level to be up with the expectations, and they are. The talent is there. They just need to perform better. You know, and I think this game was good. This game was good from the standpoint of you can't point to one side of the ball or one phase of the three that are involved in the game. All three shared in the loss.
And it is their seventh loss of the year now, 2-7 after falling 24-21. Our guest tonight is Dan Skuda, Jaguars linebacker, who has been with the team for a few years now, listed officially at 6'2 and 252 in his eighth year out of Grand Valley State. 51 tackles, 1.5 sacks, and a forced fumble in 21 games with the Jaguars. Dan can be found on Twitter at DSkuda51. Dan, there's welcome, by the way.
I appreciate it.
Good to
it.
See you. I'm glad you're healthy and glad things are going well. There is plenty of talent. You've been on the team for a few years now, and you've seen that upgrade around you, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I, you know, just being in that huddle and looking at the guys around me. I mean, for one, they're giants. I mean, everyone up front in front of us is huge, and they're all very athletic, good players, really across the board. And you know, speaking specifically about defense, but you know, everywhere on offense and defense, I think we definitely have some players.
How frustrating is it? Because you know, the expectations from outside were elevated, but the expectations from within were also elevated.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of myself and the way we feel about our team, I don't think anybody had any higher expectations than we did ourselves. So, you know, that part of it is very frustrating when you expect the best out of yourself and out of our team in general, and that we don't quite get that. It's very frustrating.
Can be that. Let's take a look at our Baptist game. Baptist Health game-changing moments from yesterday, and there certainly were some plays that changed the game in different directions. Let's start with that touchdown pass to Julius Thomas to finish a real nice drive in the first quarter.
Well, and it was needed, and Dan, you probably had to go through another warm-up because the offense comes out, they have the pick six, and then they were able to put this drive together, capped off with the touchdown pass to Julius Thomas to tie it back up at 7. So you had to get warmed back up again, and when you went back out there, you're like, okay, now it's back to 0-0.
Yeah, I couldn't believe after the first quarter we'd barely been on the field, and, you know, the offense did a great job of driving down and executing on those drives.
Good read here by Blake. Thought he might run it in there for a second.
Option, yeah. You know, and it's always great to have options as a quarterback. There was one guy to beat there, Brian Cushing, and he did the smart thing and threw it to Julius, who I think that's his 33rd touchdown since 2013.
And you throw it to Thomas pretty much, he's going to catch it. He has phenomenal hands. And
he's
that's
been
always,
dynamic in the red zone.
He has been that. Our Baptist Health game-changing moment number two comes from a guy that we're used to making this part of the segment, and that is Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson can really play the position, and clearly Yesterday, in fact, I thought particularly in the first half, the receivers just had a great first half yesterday.
Well, I thought the receivers made the quarterback look good at times, which is what that's what you want.
Oh, absolutely.
And at the end of that game, Dan, the seats are starting to start to get empty, and all of a sudden, you guys are able to put a drive together, and that's about, I think this touchdown to Allen Robinson was about a little over 2 minutes left in the ball game. Closes the gap, gives yourselves an opportunity. I mean, that was a big drive, and Allen Robinson not only had the touchdown, but he had the two-point conversion as well.
Yes, and I think drives like that are what make you want to watch our team and want to, you know, see us be successful, because you can see how the potential, you know, is something I guess has been talked about a lot, but you see it on that drive, how, you know, smooth it was and how good everybody looked. So, you know, definitely look forward to seeing more of that.
Dan, there were two conversions that they made on third down. That one was third and 16. The other was third and 5 at the end of the game that pretty much wrapped it up. That, you know, Gus Bradley explained today. Third and 5, they brought an extra defensive lineman in, and they ended up trying to do what he called a quick game in there. It just comes down to somebody making a play at that point, right?
Well, and that's a tough situation to be in, because it's third and 5. And the question that I had from the radio booth is, okay, is Bill O'Brien going to run it and be happy with punting it and playing defense here if he's going to run it? Or does he stay aggressive and throw the ball on third and 5? And he stayed aggressive. Third and 5, throws a little quick slant route to DeAndre Hopkins. Got a great matchup there with Jalen over there on him, one-on-one. And you feel good about that matchup, but DeAndre Hopkins is a good football player, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's two good guys lined up again in front of each other. And, you know, I'd like to think Jalen's going to win his fair share, which I think he did in the game. I mean, he had some really good coverage, and, you know, I'll take that, you know, and then we'll give Jalen a shot, and he's going to keep battling.
It's very rare that you hear in the locker room after the game, and we heard this from a couple of defensive players, that a team comes out with a different set and a different play that they've never seen before. And that little, whatever you want to call it, jet sweep from the other side of the field, was that truly something you guys hadn't seen yet?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times teams will come in with a wrinkle like that, and those can be tough plays to fit up, and they did a good job, and they happened to catch us in a call that made it a little tough, and you know, sometimes stuff like that happens, and so that's another time when someone has to step up and make a play is really what needs to happen.
With Blake Bortles, are you guys getting tired of having people criticize your quarterback? Because, I mean, it's a team game, but your quarterback is struggling a little bit.
You know, I love Blake. I think he's a great quarterback, and I think he comes back slinging no matter what, and that's what you want in the guy. And I think, you know, he's going to be very successful. So it's frustrating that people, you know, are coming after him or whatever. But, you know, I guess that's just the nature of this league and what happens, and there's a lot of pressure on a lot of guys. And I think he does a good job of handling it and coming out slinging every game, and that's what I want in a quarterback. So
I think the impressive thing to me has been is that over the last 2 weeks, you made the change with the offensive coordinator. Nathaniel Hackett has stepped into that role. I've seen, watching his performance the last two games, you can see improvement with Blake Bortles. That has to be encouraging.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, he's a great talent. He's going to make plays, and when guys get open for him, he hits them. And I think Coach Haggins definitely brought a lot of energy to the offense with the last couple weeks and some new plays and some different things that Blake really seems to like. So I think that's definitely been helpful.
Dan, you've been asked to play a role in special teams throughout your career. What's the mindset have to be when you're going out there, and it can be such a, as you guys talk about, a quick change kind of situation when things don't go right on special teams?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, special teams is a different deal. You know what I mean? You're we used to call it like a hired gun. You're out there for one play. You go out there and you got to get it on that play. And it can be tough sometimes, especially with, you know, if they come out with something, a new rush or a new scheme, you know, say you're on punt team or whatever. You got to be ready for just about anything. So it's a different deal.
It's a focus thing. I mean, as a professional athlete, you got to know this is my one play. I got to be 100% on this particular play.
Yeah, yeah. You get one shot.
Yeah. How about that? The defense has played pretty darn well.
Well, you guys have played well. Great job limiting the yardage against Kansas City, but I know you guys are starving to find a way to get a takeaway.
Yeah, takeaways are tough, and it's it's something kind of how you were talking about momentum and making plays, and I believe takeaways are very similar, where it's something that comes in bunches. Once you get one, it's like, all right, here we go, and everybody starts going for the ball more and doing a better job, and it's very much a momentum thing, I think, and we just need to get a couple and get it going, and you know, I need to be a guy that helps to step up and do that. I mean, you know, that could be something I need to do as long as, you know, as much as everyone else.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back on Jaguars All Access, we'll break down some plays from yesterday's game against the Houston Texans live here from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access, DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey squared off for the first time on Sunday. Jeff takes a closer look at the matchup ahead. Plus, we get to know Dan Scuda off the field in four-down territory. But first, go on the field with quarterback Aaron Colvin in the Southern Four Dealers' Sounds of the Game.
Hey, mic'd up today.
Let's go.
Let's go, fam.
Let's go.
Hey, talk to me, fam.
But he missed it. He missed it wide to the left. His fourth miss in the year.
I gotta tell what kind of game this is about to be a slugfest. Run game, shot when you
fires
need it.
To the middle of the field, caught by Marquise.
That boy stay healthy? That man a killer. All he gotta do is stay healthy. He good.
Nigga right. They gonna keep one to 10. That's it. Like, my dudes ain't even running routes.
Need y'all. Need you, boy. Need you.
Come on, man. Why y'all trying me, dog?
And he's going to get hit. He's going to get sacked. Aaron Colvin came off the quarterback.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And by NFL Ticket Exchange. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange.
We started with the class-leading RX. We gave it paddle shifters to help you command the road. A sport mode to help you control the road. And a sport-tuned suspension to help you connect with the road. The Lexus RX F-Sport. This is the RX Elevated. See Lexus of Jacksonville and Lexus of Orange Park.
The Jim and Tabitha Furyk Foundation is something that Jim and I started back in 2010, and we wanted to give something back to the community that we live in.
And we needed a website, to interact with people, let them know what we were trying to accomplish.
I went to web.com, and they've helped me more than Jim. Web.com listens to what you want. They help you to make it exactly the way you want it to feel.
We're really proud of what we helped design.
To this team, winning is everything. And if they don't march to victory on the big day, they don't wait around for a consoling pat on the back. They ask for nothing in return.
And that's the same way my brother and I approach every client we serve. You can trust us to be completely committed to your case. And as always, we ask for no money up front. We're Farrah and Farrah. When you hire us, if we don't win, you don't pay. Protecting you and your family since 1979.
Hey there, Jaguars fans. Grab your sneakers for a special event to help fight prostate cancer. Come down to the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on December 3rd for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. Pick your pace with a 5K run or 1 mile walk, and bring the kids for a superhero dash for dads. Join Zero and the Kazrian Urology teams to help raise awareness for the disease that impacts 1 in 7 American men. See you there.
Whew, it's hot in here.
It's your kickin' chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Welcome back. back to Mellow Mushroom. Good look at Allen Robinson there. Of course, Mellow Mushroom is all a part of the hashtag culture these days. Next time you visit one of the five Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville, make sure you take a selfie with your favorite Jaguar. Post the picture on Instagram with the hashtag Mellow Jags. You could win two tickets to the next home game and a $100 Mellow Mushroom gift card. I can attest for the fact that the atmosphere and the food here is just fabulous. Yesterday's loss to the Texans 24-21 had a lot to do with matchups. Jeff Loggeman went in the film room. Jeff, and you looked at one matchup in particular.
Well, and it was the most anticipated matchup is DeAndre Hopkins versus Jalen Ramsey, a matchup that many expect to last maybe a decade. And it was one that didn't take long to get started. The very first play of the game, it's like watching two dogs discover a fire hydrant at the same time. Two alpha males going at it on the first play. Love it. And Hopkins goes after him, and I think Ramsey wasn't quite expecting that. And two plays later, there's an opportunity to battle once again. The third play of the game defensively. And here it goes again. And this time, Jalen Ramsey is ready, and he's going to finish. Love the competitive fire of these two. And later in the game, we pointed this out on radio. This is a phenomenal jam by Jalen Ramsey. You call this bump and no run because the bump was so good. In fact, Hopkins gets an interference call because he's trying to throw Jalen around because he was jammed at the line of scrimmage. And you would have liked to have seen the same type of result on the third and five where the defense needed to get the ball back to the offense at the end of the game. But you got to give credit where credit is due, and Hopkins wins this one. Ramsey hops. He didn't hop on the earlier one. And he gives himself just enough room to allow the pass to come in and for the Texans to move the chains and to close the game out. All right, it was a great matchup, and DeAndre Hopkins was targeted 13 times in that game. He only had five catches for 48 yards. An accomplished feat there, I think, for Jalen Ramsey, a young football player. So get your popcorn ready because the next matchup is December 18th in Houston, one of many more to come with those two.
Absolutely. Daniel, remember when you first got into the league and what it was like to get out there and play against guys that you'd only been reading about and watching on TV?
Oh, yeah. Some of the guys, just seeing them on the field was amazing. I mean, my very first game was in Baltimore, watching Ray Lewis come out on the field, and I was just amazed with the fan reaction and seeing him come out. So, yeah, I definitely remember that.
When you're a kid coming out of college, a lot of people don't realize it takes a year, maybe two sometimes, to physically adapt to how long the season is, the pounding it takes, the physical grind that your body has to be prepared to make.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely much different than a college season. For one, you're 1 year older, and your body just, every year, your body doesn't quite react the same with coming back after games. And so that's something you work through during the season and the year and the weeks in general. And yeah, just the mental grind of being prepared every week and playing at the highest level is much different than anything in college. So I think our young guys have done a very good job with that so far.
It takes a little bit.
Yeah.
To see if they hit that wall that everybody talks about at some point. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back here, and we'll send Dan into four-down territory right here on Jaguars All Access. Thanks to the Fields Auto Group for their continued support.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good, and by Lexus. Come to the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
At EverBank, our clients refuse to settle. Sitting on the sidelines, it's not in their DNA, and it's not in ours. That's why we step up with an opportunity the competition can't touch. And the result? EverBank's Yield Pledge Money Market Account that consistently earns game-changing yields in the top 5% of competitive accounts. It's your money. Make the most of it.
Who is this?
Eagles.
Eagles.
Panthers. The Chargers. Lions. Texans.
Texans.
Arkansas. The Niners. Jaguars. The Colts. Seahawks. And the Falcons.
Good job.
Giants. Then the Bears. Vikings.
The Jaguars are going to get there on an all-out blitz, and they're going to sack him all the way.
Coach, your defense really stole the show tonight.
Well, we knew we needed more sacks, and our guys are ready.
Is it true that for every sack this season, Ashley Homestore will donate another bed to a local child in need?
It is. We hope to put a lot of kids in new beds this year.
Coach,
it's time for me to go home and hit the sack. Thanks.
Great game, Coach.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, see Fields first and step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park.
I was extremely happy with the price. I was happy with the service. I can't imagine recommending a better place to go find a car.
And now you can lease a new 2017 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan for only $379 per month for 36 months.
See Fields first for Mercedes-Benz and step up to luxury during this amazing opportunity. This is one you don't want to miss.
An I-Team investigation.
There are three reports from victims here.
Aren't you on probation for this right now?
It started online as an act of kindness, but quickly turned into a nightmare.
It's sick. It's very sick. Why do that? Why be a predator like that?
The gut-wrenching way a local cyberbully is accused of seeking out and terrorizing vulnerable women.
They need to be caught, and this needs to stop.
Plus, what you may be posting on Facebook that could make you a target.
Terrorized on Facebook, Thursday on The 10 O'Clock News.
Field. They do love the Cubs. I'm sure Rick.
Welcome back to the Mellow Mushroom for Jaguars All Access. Don't forget the Fuel Up to Play 60 program has returned here in 2016. Join the movement. Help make the youth more active and healthy. Go to Florida Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook and find more information as well. Meanwhile, here, Grand Valley State. You ever play against Grand Valley State?
No, to be honest with you, Sam, I don't even know where Grand Valley State is.
In fact, let's find out.
Brian, until Dan told me.
Dan is with Brian over there. Where exactly is that, anyway?
I can show you right now. West Michigan. West right? Michigan? You got to pull up the mitten when you talk about Michigan. It's over here.
It's like over there. Okay.
So this weekend is almost kind of a homecoming of sorts for you, kind of going... No, close to your hometown, but so you grew up a Barry Sanders fan. So what was that like growing up as a kid, getting to watch him every Sunday?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, he was the greatest. So like every Sunday was amazing to me, and I was a young little running back at the time. So I'm out there trying to do my best Barry Sanders impression every weekend. So it was great, and he's always been a favorite of mine.
And over the off season, you get a chance to do some traveling again. You said that you got a restaurant opening up in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to make some business moves in the world, and we got a restaurant going in Hawaii. I've worked with a group out in San Francisco. It's a restaurant called Limon, so very excited about that. And being in Hawaii is amazing, and to have work there too is really a plus.
And here, you live out at the beach, so you get a chance to be around the water, but. What's your favorite thing about living here in Jacksonville and just kind of getting the chance to embrace all of the outdoor events that you can do here?
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff to do here. One thing that I'm big on is fishing and going out in my boat. And, just the other night I go out and cruise, when it's sun going down and enjoy the sun going down and the nights out here. It's really nice.
And this past week was Salute to Service Week here in Jacksonville for the Jaguars. But what does that cause mean to you personally?
Personally, it's something really close to my heart. I had a friend that served, and many friends have served, and one individual that was actually killed in Afghanistan. So it's something that I'm always thinking about, and it's great that the NFL and the Jaguars support it so much.
It's always great to see the Jaguars getting back in the community and supporting our troops here in Jacksonville. Back over to you guys.
Thanks, Brian. This week, Dan will be playing in front of 40 or more. He's getting 40 tickets for friends and family. What's the most number of tickets you ever had to... What was it, a Redskins game you had to come up with tickets
for? Yeah, probably so, and probably about 15 to 20.
15 to 20.
Yeah, I turned my phone off that week.
Probably the smart thing to do. The G-Series Prime Headlines are right after the break here, live from Mellow Mushroom. We'll be right back.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you by Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter.
Focus. It's what Baptist and MD Anderson Cancer Center do every day.
And our focus is on one thing, the fight to end cancer. Here, teams of cancer specialists use their combined experience with the latest research and technology. Our partnership brings the number one cancer center in America close to home. At Baptist MD Anderson, we share a singular focus, making cancer history.
Here at Konica Minolta, we take pride that you don't care what we do. Because by providing you with secure cloud services, expert IT support. Thanks, guys. Innovative technology like medical imaging. And a whole host of printing capabilities.
We focus on the process so you can focus on what you really care about, your business.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Higher education is important to me because it transformed my life. We encounter our greatest risks when we dream too small. My dream for UCF is that it be recognized as one of the great universities in this country, a large-scale institution that can meet the needs and the demands for higher education. We're blessed with the faculty and staff who are willing to put in the effort and use the power of higher education to transform lives.
Jags fans, last season the Schaub family won $100,000 towards a new home in the Dream Finders Homes Take It to the House promotion. This season, it could be you. Just visit any Dream Finders Homes model to register. If the Jags score a touchdown on a punt return, you could be the lucky winner of $100,000 towards your dream home. Visit DreamFindersHomes.com for more information and to find a model near you. Good luck and go Jags!
G-Series Prime Headlines have the Jaguars on the road again now for two games at Detroit and then at Buffalo. They'll be home on December 4th against Denver. First a trip up to Motown to face the Lions this week at Ford Field.
Well, a Lions team that will be rested. And, Dan, the most important guy you got to stop for the Detroit Lions is?
That's pretty easy, Matthew Stafford. We got to affect the quarterback.
And for a long time, it was, like you said, Barry Sanders.
Right.
But now it's a quarterback-driven team in Detroit.
Show how your finger goes crooked thanks to Barry Sanders.
This finger right here, my one-pointing finger, right? Literally got stuck in Barry Sanders' jersey, and he's dragging me down the field. That's why this one's all jacked up.
Not a bad guy to get an injury from, I guess.
It's a good little memento to have. Absolutely. Dan, thanks. Stay healthy.
All right.
Good to see you. Play
appreciate
well.
It, guys.
Jeff, great to spend time with you. And most of all, thank you for watching here. Back next Monday here on Jaguars All Access.
Crime alert.